Hello, everyone.
Hello. Been a week.
It's been a week. No,
Yeah.
it's been
Oh, it's been.
with Simba last week.
Yeah. I watched part of that. I haven't finished watching it. It's another one of those things that's like open in my tabs to finish watching.
So raw talks, live from the farm. Today with Mark, who's been joining me before several episodes, and you were on a holiday last week, so you're going on a bunch of holidays.
It's a holiday period, it's a season, it's
Holiday
a
season.
holiday season.
Yep.
I went to Pai and I was in Pai for 7 days, and I was not on my detox fruit and juice diet the whole time. Though I did experience some interesting uncoverings about my relationship to food and the detox.
So what did you realize?
Well, I had never been to Pai before, and ahead of time I made this plan, and I had talked to people about like where are the best vegan restaurants, and there are quite a few in Pai, so I had initially made a plan to go and try them all, and I wanted to sample. I wanted to try pizza and falafel and enchiladas and like all this really heavy, dense food. And then I got to Pai, and I didn't have any of that food. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't. I just wasn't really drawn to it. Yeah, I kind of thought about it, and I just kind of like it felt like it was I would be sick, and I wanted to enjoy my time. And I ended up just kind of being, so busy and enjoying nature and meeting new people that food really wasn't even like the thing, and I think, in the past I've gone on holidays to different locations around the world, and it's always been, a big part of the trip is about the food. I got to go here and try this food, or go to this country and try this type of food. And so I've always kind of done food holidays. And this time, we just ate a lot of fruit for breakfast every day, which is what we do here. And then for lunch, I ended up eating a lot of like lo local Thai food, sometimes, and fresher foods. And only a couple of times that I, stray away from that and have something else. I had a really, really good vegan lasagna, so that was worth it, though. It was the best vegan lasagna I've ever had. If anybody wants to know where, you have to ask in the comments. We'll share the secret location of the best vegan lasagna in Thailand.
Yeah, well, it's interesting with the foods, right? Because it's like when we can't have the foods, then it's just something that is very, we want it so much. And
Yeah, because before I was making plans, I had a Google map of where they were. I had the menu saved on a spreadsheet. Like I had this whole plan. Yeah, it's kind of.
menu shared in the
I really
spreadsheet.
did. I really did. I really had a spreadsheet with all the restaurants and the menu and the link to where they were. And
No, I'm not addicted to food.
no.
Oh, that's funny. But as we heal, then we realize that the foods can make us not feel so very good.
Yeah. So it was mental. It was all mental. In my mind, I wanted to go and try all these things. And now that I'm back, I don't regret that I didn't. I'm not like, oh, I should have gone there, I should have done that. No, I had a better time enjoying myself and the experiences and the time, rather than the food.
I mean, there will always be more food.
It's never ending.
At least for us, in that's our life situation
Yeah.
that we have.
Yeah, we have abundance.
We have abundance of food.
Yeah, we're on the farm too, where the food just grows straight from the trees and from the soil, so, and it's delicious.
But that's that. Me and Simba are also taking a little bit of a holiday. So we will have 2 weeks that we will enjoy. So we do that like a couple of times a year, maybe two or three times a year, that we take a little bit time off from the detox. And we go with that intuitively. And so now it's time for us to actually have a holiday, like a non-working holiday for 1 week.
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's a different story, but we should be better doing that. But so yesterday was the day when we broke the fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I mean, the food in itself, we ate good food.
Yeah.
But we also, I also had popcorn.
I had popcorn as well.
Yeah, we had the same popcorn. Yeah. and that made me feel awful. So popcorn is one of my, like, I was about to say guilty pleasures, but that's very interesting because I want to share a little bit about guilt and that emotion. So we had popcorn yesterday, and yesterday was fine. I was a little bit full when I went to bed because we had dinner.
Yeah, popcorn and then dinner.
Yeah. And then when I woke up, I didn't feel good at all. I was tired. I was like drained, like not just physically, but like emotionally and spiritually. I was just tired. And on my regular diet, I'm always...
Yeah, you're up and at it.
Yeah, I always feel great. And today I felt like absolute shit when I woke up. And I was even nauseous, like super nauseous. Yeah. And I even threw up a little bit, like just a bloop, but just a little bit. And I tapped on it and I worked through it. And I'm currently working with digestion and digestive issues, but from another perspective. And that's very interesting because through that perspective, it's about control and guilt. So when I did one of the home exercises this morning, that session was on guilt, and that was just mind-blowing to me. I was like, wow.
Can I use my intuition?
Yeah.
Were you feeling guilty after the popcorn?
No.
What was it about?
No, it was old guilt. Yes. So what I realized this morning in my own session for myself, when I was going through the connection to guilt and through the nausea, and I also did a breathwork session this morning, and then all of these stuff with guilt came up, like old things with guilt.
Heavy stuff with guilt.
So it feels like it was almost like the food and the popcorn. I mean, the popcorn was probably like a lot of, I mean, the food is probably quite clean. I just had a little bit too much, happily overeating a little bit.
Right.
But that was fine. But I think the popcorn probably has a lot of artificial aromas and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just the mass-produced kind of popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that I had like a, I mean, it wasn't huge. It wasn't one of these, but it was like
the movie size.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
And I could just feel it working through my body, and that my body was like, what is this?
What are you doing to me?
Yes, but what it did do was to move old stuff. So I felt confident that my physical body wasn't in any harm.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of popcorn.
You're right.
And that's also what I'm working through right now is like the belief system, like, oh, I can't have that. So what it did do was that it started to move old emotions that are probably stuck in the colon because I've been cleaning and there's not much moving it around. And then all of a sudden I had a lot and a bunch of popcorns in the middle, and then it started to move, and I started to feel so Yeah, I really shitty. So I felt like the popcorn is not making me feel like this. This is
No,
old stuff that
it's
was
just a, it's just
already
something
there.
that helps
Exactly, to
get you
move
there. Yeah.
something. And then I went to the bathroom like multiple times. And yeah, so that was very interesting. Very, very interesting. And that it's connected to the belief system of the digestion. So now I'm just reversing my whole, of course, the foods, like too many of the bad foods will have an impact of your vitality and
Sure.
your body and all of that.
Right.
But it's equal amount of, like, together with that, it's the belief system that we kind of tag onto it and the controlling behaviors of, because that's another part that they talk about in this with this digestion, that it's about and that's the discussion that we had last night about controlling things and trying to figure things out and the overthinking and trying to solve a problem, that it's like a mind reaction that never ever ends.
They're powerful to the cellular level.
Yeah.
You know, your beliefs change, you know, how you work, how you digest, how your skin takes in oxygen and
Yes.
sunlight. For,
Yeah.
you know, for me, example, I've been afraid of sunlight
Yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I'm bathing with my shirt off
Yeah.
in the yard, just about belief.
Yes, it's about belief.
Because before I was in the sun for more than 20 minutes, I would get sunburned. I stay in the sun 20 minutes, but I'm not even.
No, I look at you like,
No problem.
no problem.
It's about the beliefs are very.
Yeah, it's so strong. Was very interesting. So, yeah, taking a holiday for the detox for me is about learning new things, seeing where the body is at, and see. It's like previously, it's been like, oh, I'm coming off the detox, and now all
Yeah,
mayhem is yes, and
cellular,
like then 1 week turns,
binge,
yeah, binge, and 1 week turns into 2 weeks, and two weeks turns into 3 weeks. So I'm really taking the time to observe that and to work with whatever comes up.
Yeah, I feel the same. You know, when I was in Pi and yeah, my original plan to eat all this food. I kind of felt proud of myself because I was able to like recognize that pattern and not continue with it and not feel any regret or any remorse for it. And yeah, it's no normally binge and you know let's go and have desserts and let's have all this other stuff. But yeah, just I wasn't attracted to that pattern anymore. So yeah, I like. You know, here it's easy at the farm to always eat clean because everyone's eating clean, is made clean. But the real test is when you go out.
Yes.
And the choice is there. I can have clean food because that's also available to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, the falafels and the pizzas are also there.
Yeah.
So it's up to me to do what is best for me, best for my health, best for my body, whatever. And yeah, I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, good for you. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, here at the farm, it's difficult to eat, even if we tried to eat unhealthy, because we have nothing available.
Yeah, there's no contraband.
No, it's like even if we would ask for cooked food and there's just no, the intention of unhealthy food is not here. So that's yeah, that's very nice. But it, yeah, it's not about always being in the detox. It's about the patterns and yeah,
Well,
learning about ourselves.
everything is just a vehicle to help you learn about your surroundings, your circumstance, about your life, about your path. And, you know, food just happens to be a really strong one,
Yeah, super
especially for
strong.
us. You know, I mean, it's not true for everyone, but I think a lot of Western people who grew up with food being such a big part of their life, and, you know, especially during holidays, where, you know, it's holiday time for us, and
Yeah.
I think maybe we talked a couple weeks ago about how that brings up some emotions and people tend to use food to cope with it. And you have these strong connections to, you know, maybe like a childhood favorite dish that, that grandma made or something. And so there's these really strong connections to food.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that too. And it's hard to escape that, you know, especially if there's influence of your family and your friends and let's do it again. Let's have that meal again. And
yeah.
So yeah, but it's good to reflect on that. It's good to acknowledge where it's coming from and, you know, make the choice to, if you are going to indulge in it, realize what you're doing. I'm doing this because it's a pattern, because I want comfort, because it's nostalgic, or the choice is I'm going to drop that pattern. I'm going to do something else completely, entirely different that I've never done before on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's about listening to the bodily signals, like not overriding the body when it feels like it's full, or like really listen to what it wants. I mean, a couple of times a year, like stepping away from like the detoxifying. I mean, because what we're not advocating that people should eat raw food for the rest of their lives or constantly be on a juice diet. That's not what we're doing. It's about following your own mechanism and eating what makes you feel good.
But there's a part of you where you kind of have to do a detox until you can make that connection.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. So you can listen to yourself and to your body, because otherwise you're only listening to the chemicals that say, feed me more cake, feed me more soda, feed me whatever, you know, whatever the problem is.
Yeah.
You have to clear that out first. And then, I mean, that's my experience.
Yeah.
Is that, that once I've cleared out more of that, I'm able to not be assuaged by those type of feelings.
Mm.
And to have less of a, or for food to have less of a hold over me.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, what is your food plan? When are you going back? How long is your detox holiday?
Holiday from the detox. I'm going to start back up again in New Year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess the first January first. Yes. And I've received the Dr. Moore's herbs and supplements, which that's when I'll start taking those.
Yeah.
And I have the protocol.
Yeah.
That I will follow, and you know, that'll be 6 months. So that'll be from January to July.
Yeah. So then you can have a little bit of guilt-free, good time now, and that's what I feel like. It means that we're having 2 weeks off. Like food wise, so we're working this week a little bit slower than usual. Then it's like we're easing into the holidays, and then we have 1 week holiday, and during those 2 weeks today I dry fasted until 1 p.m. And then I had fruits, and I'm drinking my, so it's not like
you're not like full. You're not like gonna go and carve up a turkey and get a bag of Doritos. You know, that would be
no. And that's also interesting because that would never even cross my mind.
Yeah, no.
Like having meats or having, like buying a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Then I would rather eat the Burmese tea leaf salad, like for real.
What's the funny thing is that we crave the healthier cooked foods,
and that's what I mean, that every time it's like I come back to like cycling out of the detox for a little bit, it's always more and more healthy.
Yeah, the thing that I've been craving the most lately is a papaya salad, which is a raw food salad.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it has some cooked peanuts or something, very very small, but I mean the most of it's raw food.
Yeah.
And I love it. I could eat it every day. Yeah.
Yeah, you're having it for lunch every day here.
Yeah, I know. I like how they make it different, a little bit different each time.
Yeah. They're super creative. So, and for me, it's not about the damage that the food will make on my physical body. It's like, to see where am I at? What's going on? And right now I'm noticing the old guilt and shame over different things that I've done in my life and things I'm not proud of. And yeah, stuff like that is coming up, which is very, very interesting. And I mean, it's a gift to find those things, because
yeah,
I don't want to carry around that.
Right.
So, and also as we are, both me and Simba, diving into other aspects of the digestion, that it's not only the food, that I mean, that's all. Everything that we teach here is things that we do from our own perspective and our own, what do you call it? Yeah, we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You walk the talk.
Yeah, we walk the talk. Mm-hmm. So, out of personal experience, that was what I was going to mm-hmm. say. So, experiencing, working through digestion, because, yeah, my thing with digestion, I mean, I probably talked about it a million times in different media now, but maybe someone didn't hear that. But when I eat certain, that's what was my belief system. When I eat certain foods, I get bloated and I gain tons of weight very fast. I retain a lot of water. And yeah, I feel like absolute crap.
Yeah, it's no fun.
No, it sucks. So now I'm looking into what is my belief systems around that, and how am I affecting the physical body to react like that? What am I doing? And that's where the control, the overthinking, and the guilt and the stuff comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was working through that guilt this morning in the breathwork session, what do you think happened? The nausea disappeared like that.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting.
It's all connected to the mental thing.
Yes. And what struck me the most was there's nothing to solve. There's no problem to solve.
There's no problem to solve.
No, there's no problem to solve.
We sure do make up a lot of them, though, don't we?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to do this. We have to do that. We have to take care of this. We have to finish that. We have to always.
Yep.
Going on to the next thing, and that's part of the illusion, though.
Yep.
Yeah, we get trapped into that never-ending cycle of something to do, something to finish, something to solve.
Yeah. So we're trapped in our own rat race. So even if I kind of escaped the rat race a long time ago, I'm still in my own rat race because I'm chasing something. So on that note, I think that's a perfect time to take a holiday.
It is definitely a perfect time to take a holiday. No more solving, just being.
Yeah, just being. And I can really feel it. It's like I can really feel that my body is easing into like this week and next week, that is a little bit more.
Yeah, breathe and chill.
Yeah, breathe and chill. So, but Raw Talks will not take a break.
So we're going to do, you're going to do a
I think me and Simba will do a live next
live
week.
Live from Pi.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I can introduce you to some other friends, for you can have other friends on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Thank you for today, and have a great week. And if you have any questions for me or for me and Mark or whatever on digestion, on holidays, on overthinking, on control, on anything basically that doesn't make you, that's standing in your way to feel fantastic, just reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for today, and see you soon.
See you. Cheers.
Cheers.